I'm Dave Boisvert. This is my sixth mission trip, and at the end of each trip, I often think this one will be a tough one to follow next year. Last year's Jamaican trip was an especially tough act to follow, but Webster Springs did not disappoint. Despite the frigid weather that began the trip, the Webster Springs community proved to be a warm and welcoming group. These mission trips are all about the relationships and connections made during that amazing week. We had the opportunity to meet and develop connections with people we would have never had the chance to meet under ordinary circumstances. The people of Webster Springs are proud, stoic, and reserved. Our cook at the church was a quiet man in his 40s named Donnie, who had initially just went about his daily job. One day, as we were talking, he told us that he was born and raised locally. He didn't bring his story to us. We had to ask him to tell us about his life in West Virginia. Apparently, he had worked on the oil wells in the Southwest when he was younger and was making a decent salary. Due to extensive traveling, he was unable to spend time with his family, who he missed dearly. So he moved back to Webster Springs to work with the coal mine in the coal mines for significantly less wages. One day, while in the mines, a large swinging pipe struck him on the chest as he was stuck in mud up to his knees, and it knocked him backwards into a stream of water. As he struggled to avoid drowning, he severely injured his lower back. Being a stoic and determined coal miner, he returned to work the very next day, despite all his pain. Over the next year, his injury and pain worsened to the point of sporadic falling from loss of leg strength. And then one day, while working in the mines, his boss noticed him fall over from the pain. He was asked to go home after discussing his situation. Donnie knew that if he went home, he would never, ever be able to work in the mines again, but his boss insisted. He never was able to return and became disabled for the next 5 years. But his determined Webster Springs attitude led him to reinvent himself. He attended culinary school and eventually became a cook. He even influenced a local community college to establish a culinary certificate program for troubled youth. Despite tough times, constant pain, and economic troubles, he continues to give back to his beloved community. He volunteers constantly at the church and in the community. A guy like Donnie certainly makes me appreciate my circumstances and what it means to persevere in life despite challenges and never stop moving forward and contributing to others. Living for others seems to give a person strength, and it certainly did for Donnie. Those brief but powerful encounters are the epitome of the economically depressed but caring, determined, and appreciative people of Webster Springs. These stories that you've heard today are why we all go on these mission trips. It's not for the gratitude from the people that we serve, but for our gratitude to them, and to recognize that we get much more than we give from the people who we serve. The people of Webster Springs may be economically deprived, but are wealthy in love, community, and relationships. We can all be very proud of the wonderful mission trip young adults. As you can see in the pictures, they worked hard and they played hard. Connections developed with this wonderful caring mission trip kids on our drives to the work site, discussing the day's events, soaking in local culture together. We laughed and laughed some more. We engaged in insightful and stimulating conversations after dinner about the interests, aspirations, concerns, and joys. They constantly worked under difficult conditions on building projects without complaint, as mentioned today. Throughout all the mission trips that I've been privileged to participate in, I've been so impressed with the students' character as they were challenged to do things that were out of their comfort zone. Whether it was initiating conversations with homeless people in LA, or observing the hunger of the Jamaican kids playing on the playground, they always rise to the occasion by being good listeners, sympathetic, and respectful. The rewarding mission trip experiences set these young adults up for a lifetime of service to others. All three of my kids, as well as countless other former mission trip members, have often continued to participate in service trips and service activities throughout their college careers. So thank you to the Tricon community. Thank you to the special young men and women whose respect for the Webster Springs community, each other, and adult leaders make this mission trip such a wonderful experience. This is my story. Amen?
Amen.